Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed changing New York's alcoholic beverage control law to make it easier to allow alcohol sales at movie theaters. The proposal is gaining momentum. The Democratic governor's office says that under current law, New York movie theaters can only sell alcohol if they have full kitchens and tables inside screening rooms or if they hold a tavern license. 109th District State Assembly member Pat Fahey, a Democrat, has been pushing for new legislation. She says the change would give craft producers more outlets and provide more revenue for theaters.
It's another upstate economic development issue because we often on our main streets in our small towns, let alone in our downtown areas, we have a lot of aging theaters and we need to allow them to compete just as you're allowed to have a drink when you're at a play or a drink when you're in a restaurant. We would allow one drink while seeing a movie. And it really helps the craft beverage industry in upstate and helps these movie theaters compete and keeping some beautiful old structures viable. And we have one right up the street here at the Madison Theater that's mostly been closed the last few years.
The change would allow the sale of beer, wine, cider, mead, and spirits. Under the proposal, adults with tickets to a movie rated PG-13 or higher would be able to buy one drink at a time. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is on board.
I have had the opportunity to visit families out of state, and we often during the holidays take the kids to the movies. I have been there when they've had people sitting next to me having adult milkshakes or someone having a glass of wine, and it just goes very smoothly. And it's always been frustrating to me when I talk to my family that we don't allow this in New York, why we have to be one of just a handful of states that have not made it legal to provide this in our own state. And what I focus on is the economic development challenges of our downtowns. We're trying to revitalize them, and our many times a theater that may have been built in the 1920s is trying to come back to life, and this would be a great opportunity for them to have more revenue from concessions. And lastly, this would be a huge boost to our craft beverage industry, where we've invested a tremendous amount of money, places like Nine Pin Cider and small places all over the state of New York are trying to find new markets.
Nine Pin Cider co-founder Alejandro Del Peral agrees the measure would open up new markets and help struggling downtown theaters.
Like, a good example would be the Crandall Theater in Chatham, which is kind of too small to add a big kitchen or a cafe, but it would be a great spot to have a little bar and to have Nine Pin be served there, as well as Chatham Brewing, which is right across the street.
Peral says Nine Pin, which is a WAMC underwriter, already sells to Bowtie Cinemas in Connecticut. Neighboring Massachusetts also allows alcohol sales in movie theaters. Bowtie CEO Joe Masher is among those pushing to allow alcohol in New York movie theaters.
It's an important amenity that our guests have been asking for many years. I've been at the forefront of the fight for the last 8 years to try to get legislation passed to allow alcohol service in movie theater auditoriums.
I sincerely hope that the legislature will follow the governor's lead, as he tried 2 years ago. And unfortunately, it was bottled up with one assembly member who refused to even let it come up for a vote. I think the time is right. Let's catch up with the rest of the states that are progressive.
That assembly member, Kenmore Democrat Robert Schiminger, will not run for re-election this fall after serving out this term. The 42-year veteran legislator was not available for comment in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.